What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to first agree with Neil in that I just sent money to both whatreallyhappened.com and RBN. It's pretty easy to do, and we really need to fund you guys so you can keep this source of information available, because who knows how much longer we'll be able to get our ideas and comments out, and it's a great platform for that. And it's not free, so if everybody, you know, once in a while, you know, it's pretty, you can just go on and click on the donate icon, and there you go. So I think that's a good thing to do if you have a little extra money or you want to support RBN and Mike. But anyway, I just wanted to call about, you know, I hear a lot of comments about Trump, and, you know, it seems to be the, you know, it just goes from one target to another. I hear people, they complain about the wall, you know, and immigration, and now immigration's down like 70%. You know, he's building a wall. He's got the Mexican army involved, and that's, so now they move on to like immigration and from Turkey into Europe. That's the big cause, you know. They don't want to talk about the peace treaty in Afghanistan, you know, the fact that, yeah, there's a war going on in Syria, but how many people were dying every year in Syria when Obama was president as compared to now? You know, how many Syrian Christians were being executed by our Obama-supported ISIS terrorist, but that's not happening now, you know? You know, the president drone strike. You know, we could just, you know, it's very difficult to just turn American foreign policy like, you know, America's foreign policy is like a super tanker. You know, it's not like a race car. It's incremental. And it's, I mean, I would love to have Trump have been able to come in and take out the intelligence, the deep state intelligence people, the deep state in DOJ, the deep state in our State Department foreign policy. You can't. I mean, they killed Kennedy for that. I mean, it takes time, you know. But I look at the general trends, and the general trends are we are moving towards peaceful resolutions in places, you know. And we have one caller, he wants to count like the bullets that somebody's supplying in Syria. You know, okay, yeah, that stuff's going to go on. But, you know, who's to say Trump's authorized that to begin with? I mean, if you watch what happened with this whole impeachment charade and what the Ukrainian foreign policy, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's outside the president's control. I got news for you. But I look at the general trends. And the other thing is when I hear about Israel and Trump being a stooge for Israel, I look at it like Trump supports Israelis like any other president that we've had since Harry Truman, and, you know, and Trump is supporting nationalist Israelis, you know. So that's, I figured whatever you get in a president, he's going to be kissing the Israelis' butts. And I'd rather have a president that's going to support nationalist Israelis, because I consider myself a white American nationalist. So I think we should make common cause with other populist nationalists in Europe and in Israel and everywhere. That's the thing. But I originally called because I wanted to talk about what's going on with the Super Tuesday. I was going to vote, and because Tennessee's got an open primary, I was going to go vote for Bernie. But then I said, you know, this coronavirus, it's not enough to make me go do that. And I was just going to vote for Bernie because I think Bernie's getting ripped off, and they are going to rob him. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to rob him. But what
they're gonna
find, they're going to do it. It's going to happen. You can see everything's being set up already, you know. And it's already going to happen. And then they're already making something so that Biden won't actually be running against Trump, because there's no way Biden can run against Trump. He's basically demented. You know, he's got dementia. And there's so much like trash in his background that they're just sitting on with Ukraine and the corruption. I think he first originally started running just so that he could avoid indictment for all the crimes that he's been involved in. But don't think that stuff's not going to be coming out. I mean, so he's basically a dead candidate walking, but the Democratic establishment is just using him to stop Bernie. But I think it's a stopgap, and like I said, by the time of the convention, or even if he gets nominated, so there's no way. Could you imagine him with in a debate with Trump? I mean, say what you want about Trump. Trump, watch one of his press conferences out there on the White House lawn. He can think on his feet. I mean, he's smart. And then you watch Biden, and he's like a bumbling moron. I mean, he can't even get two sentences strung together without, like, stumbling and mumble-mouthing it, and then telling these weird, demented stories. I mean, I don't know. It's actually kind of funny to watch him, like with duct tape and bailing wire, keep him together, you know, keep him running, where it's not a complete absolute farce. And I guess the problem is most people rely on the mainstream media, and of course the mainstream media, just like they didn't show Hillary's problems with her health, they're just kind of glossing over the Trump and his dementia. I mean, not Trump, but Biden. But I'm glad to see Buttigieg got out. I mean, I watched that. You talk about like a gay white Obama. I mean, he talked the same way. He had the same method of like speaking. They went to the same like intelligence community school on like how to like talk to the public. I mean, you talk about an intelligence asset. I watched one of his commercials the other day, and they had like a video of him when he came back from Afghanistan, when he was in the Naval Reserve or whatever. And I mean, it was so well done that you knew like this was the CIA, they had this guy like planned as an agent, and what they were going to do with him for you, just like they did for Obama. You know, this is the gay, Buttigieg is the gay Obama. He's an intelligence asset. He's just a manufactured candidate, total establishment clown. And you can see like that's what's interesting is watching these establishment clowns rally around Biden now. I mean, James Comey gave him his endorsement today. Bill Kristol gave him his endorsement. Everybody that's what's wrong with this country is giving Joe Biden their endorsements. You know, the Never Trumpers are giving it to him. So I got to say, I mean, as much as Bernie, if he's elected, it'll be, you know, no border, no walls, no USA at all. All these like lefty things about white people and guns, you'll lose your guns, and all the like fanatics, climate change crap. But at least he's not like a vile human being like some of these people like Kristol and Buttigieg and Beto. I mean, you know, so if I wasn't worried about the coronavirus, I would have voted for Bernie today just to give him a little lift. And but I think that I would love to see a Bernie versus Trump debate. I think Bernie can still think on his feet, and I think Trump does too. It's just like I always thought that what we got ripped off with Bob Dole was having a Buchanan-Clinton debate. I always would have loved to see a debate between Clinton and Buchanan because they both are very smart, and Buchanan, besides being smart, he had better positions as far as I was concerned. But, you know, so I think Trump versus Sanders, and I think Sanders represents the Democratic Party more than Biden does. The youth and the vigor of the Democratic Party is Sanders should be their champion, and let him go to war with. Like I said, I'd love to see that debate. It'd be that one. But Trump versus Biden. I mean, give me a break. Biden, they'll figure a way not to show up.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are loading up here. We're going to go to James in Tokyo. James, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I need an extender bite, Michael, because I'm so pissed off at you. You can't even imagine. I mean, first of all, I sent 5,432 love letters to the Lady Claire, and you threw them all away. And second of all, you moved to Indiana.
Were those all those emails that said your Social Security number has been used for a criminal enterprise?
That's the same one, Michael. And second, you moved to Indiana, and I have your email address. But I'm also pissed off because the first time I ever made a donation to you, I asked you for a signed photograph addressed to me in return for the donation, and I never got it. So I'm going to send another donation to Indiana. I'll email you for that address. And except this this time I want the same photograph except made for me and my kids. My kids have become fans of you. They call you the Aloha guy. they don't speak English, but they call you the Aloha guy.
Because, well, I got to take new pictures of Claire and I because I don't want it to be the publicity still of Dorian Gray.
All right. And, I heard Dustin, fake news Dustin from New Jersey, and he was right on today saying that people should stock up. Right now in Tokyo with the virus, you cannot buy any tissue paper, like a box tissue or toilet paper. So then I go on to Amazon and I'm trying to get like toilet paper and it's like all sold out. I'm trying to go to like 7 different stores, all sold out. So yeah, you really need to like food is here though now again. But tissue paper is kind of like a problem. So I would just suggest that anybody who, takes Dustin's advice, which you should, just go for the tissues. And about the virus, it is very scary because a lot of people who don't have these symptoms are like spreading it all throughout. And I think Tokyo is ready to explode. America, you're just seeing like every day going up in different places. And it's just like with the masks, and they tell you like, oh, don't buy masks. Masks are great because it prevents you from spreading it. So about 100% of the people now, everybody's wearing a mask. And if you don't have a mask, people look at you like, like they want to kill you because it's such a disrespectful thing to do to try and spread your own disease in Japan to someone else. So it's just, it's very stressful, but yeah, another week. Once I get my exercise equipment in my apartment in Tokyo, I'll be out at my beach house, one of my kids, and relax and do some fishing. And there's no one around me, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, good luck, and good luck finding some toilet tissue. I know how difficult that can be when it runs out, because we went through that following the Northridge earthquake. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Paul makes a lot of good calls, and I really love his passion, but I agree with Joe. No matter how much we say we don't like Trump, when it comes down to the end of the day, he's still the best thing out there. Yeah, does he kiss some other countries up that we don't like? Sure. You think for a minute Bernie's not going to change if he were to be elected to the White House? How's Bernie going to do with these social programs he's talking about? And yeah, Bernie might have a couple good points with some of his foreign policy and things like that. Bernie's going to bankrupt us, the socialist way, okay? Not as if we're not already in bad enough shape, but at least the figure of Trump can float this economy so far, it seems like, in 4 years. Okay, then you got Tulsi. I'm not willing to fight with Tulsi over my gun rights and to fight with her about open borders. And you know what? We don't need another CFR member. So unless you got something better than Trump, because Tulsi and Bernie aren't going to appoint 1,100 new federal judges, especially in trying to straighten out that Ninth Circuit. And they're not going to be for prayer in school, and they're not going to be against oppose abortion. So, for all the things that people argue about Trump over these issues, and he's had his own party, the other party, the media, and the globalists against him from the time he come in, there's nobody, I want to repeat that, nobody, that's going to do any better. And he's the best we got. And that's not saying a whole lot. And I'm not a huge Trump fan. But when it comes down to summing up the end of the day, Trump is the best man, period.
Well, as I said, I'm undecided what I'm going to do in November. And I may just write in Claire's name on the ballot.
Yeah, that'd be good, but Now all we got to do is raise the money to get Claire elected, and we'll all be doing great. But that's just how I feel, Michael. I think, you know, Trump's no panacea, that's for sure. Yeah, he's let us down a lot, but he has done a lot of good things. And none of these other people, these people from that entire other party are insane, as well as 95% of the Republican Party. So I think we got to take Trump, be lucky that we got him, and run with him, because that's all we got for now. And in fact, we better start looking after the 2024, who we might be able to get and put in place that could have something that we could all rally around, maybe a Nunes or a Kevin McCarthy or a somebody like that. But Jim Jordan would be my choice at this point. But, you know, the truth is we're not going to get a third party in, because they're not going to allow that.
And no.
Everybody else in these parties is already owned and controlled. So it's a two-party system. That's just how it is. Yeah, on a state level or something, you might get a libertarian here or there or an independent party. But you're not going to do it on a federal level, because they block that. They totally block that when it comes to getting on the ballot, getting signatures, raising money, and performing in debates. And they're not going to allow it. So we're stuck with the two, and now we got to pick the best of the two. And I think Trump, when it's all said and done, unfortunately, he is by far the best of those two parties. Thank you very much. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. What you're basically saying is he's the lesser of two evils, which means he's still evil. All righty, so let's see. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Aloha to you. Yeah, I just want to shout out to Andy, Joe and Miles, and great calls. All three of those guys made great calls today. I really like their calls. But what I want to talk about first off, that one guy, Andy, he was absolutely right. You know, China has cities, Michael, underground, that are 600 feet underground. You know, you're not hearing nothing about this coronavirus in Russia too much. And Russia borders China. We're hearing about there's all these cases in Italy and the United States. But we're not hearing about a big outbreak of coronas in Russia. Because, you know, Russia also has cities underground, too, 600-700 feet underground, big cities for in case there's a nuclear war. So, and now Andy was right on the money. Some of these cities, they look like the cars never even rode on the streets. So I thought that guy Andy made a really excellent call there. And, you know, getting back to that one guy, Paul, that guy, every time he calls his show, he bashes Trump, Michael. He's always bashing Trump. Guy said he was an independent, a Republican, now he's an independent. Listen, the guy, the last caller you just had is absolutely right. What's your alternative? Bernie Sanders? A Joe bumbling Biden? The guy's got a brain of a 98-year-old man? The guy's got senility? He can't get a sentence right? Can you imagine Trump and him in a debate, Michael? It would be insane. This guy Biden's not going to even control the government if he gets elected. He'll have a bunch of schmucks will tell him what to be doing. Okay? The media will tell him what to do, and mainly the schmucks will tell him what to do. Hollywood. I mean, this guy Biden's a bumbling moron. He's probably going to go to jail for all the money he stole him and his son. He even said Buttigieg looks like his, reminds me of his son, Bo. I mean, we're looking at a guy, Biden, bumbling in the... Matter of fact, Michael, so you know, and everyone in your listening audience knows this, there was 25,000 Cubans on Little Havana that are having a big protest yesterday about Bernie Sanders. He's not... Nobody, no Democrats can win the state of Florida now. I can tell you that right now. Biden, I don't care who it is. They're not winning this state. I don't know about the rest of those Mexifornia states, but they're not going to win Florida because even the Cubans are out there right now protesting Bernie Sanders and the Democrats because they've gone so socialist. Now, California, Michael, and here's the main thing. I don't know. Have you had a chance to see One American News today? Michael?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I haven't. Are you there? Tom? Did we lose Tom? He might have dropped. All right, well, let's go to Bob in... Well, actually, no, we're coming up here in a commercial break. So we're going to take a few minutes for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Tom is back on the line. Tom, sorry, we had a little bit of a technical glitch, kind of a mechanical problem. There was a loose nut on the microphone. So, Tom, no, I did not watch One News Network today.
Okay, well, Michael, what they had on today was the guy who was the strategic guy for the Democratic Party. Everything you've been saying on your shows for months, Michael, is true. This guy's saying, well, they're bringing illegals into Texas. They're bringing all these Californians into Texas to turn that state blue. That modus of operandi for the whole Democrat Party, and I want this Paul guy that calls your show to listen to this, they're trying to turn that state blue at all costs by bringing Californians in there, illegal aliens, get them vote, right to vote, like you've been saying that Trump's not doing enough about it, and you're absolutely right. Now, New York and New Jerseyans are moving into Virginia and Carolinas. They're trying to turn those states blue because these same liberals that can't even control their own state for their taxes and their insurance rates and everything, they're trying to turn these other states that are actually were conservative at one time red, they want them blue because they're trying to annihilate this country with their lying, filthy, conniving, thieving, stealing ways. Because the Democrat Party is a bunch of socialist Bolsheviks. If you've been looking at Bret Baier's show for the last, he's going to have a six-part series, Bret Baier about socialism, Bernie Sanders. Have you seen that, Michael? With Bret Baier?
Yes.
Fox News? That was fantastic. Every American, young kid should see that. They should be forced to watch that in high school. All these college millennials, they should be forced to watch what communism does to a country. The Bolsheviks made Adolf Hitler look like a pansy. Okay? The Bolsheviks made the Nazis look like babies. Okay? Beria, Levente Beria. Ever read the book about Levente Beria, Michael?
I've read about him, but I don't know that I've read the specific book you refer to.
Well, I can tell you this. He made Adolf Hitler look like a baby. Beria and Stalin and Lenin, they made Hitler look like a pansy. And I tell you right now, even Patton knew it in World War II. He said, in the movie Patton with George C. Scott, we fought the wrong sons of bitches. Because he knew that we should have turned on the Russians. He actually was ahead of the Bavarian army, Patton. And he knew that the Russians, the communist Bolsheviks, were worse than the Nazis. And so did Bradley, and so did MacArthur, all of them. All those high commanders in our military in World War II knew that the Bolsheviks were worse than the Nazis. And you know that. And if you don't, maybe you should read up on it, because even Brett Baer had it on his show on Fox News. Now, getting to some of these callers are already bashing Trump. Yeah, Trump is no angel. He's not the greatest thing, but like your Miles said, Miles was right on the money. He's the best thing we got out there, because all these other guys are going to be 80 years old. Biden, Bernie, Doomberg's the oldest of all of them. Doomberg, that schmuck. I mean, you're going to have these people wanting to run the country right into the ground. At least Trump is trying to say basically, hey, let's try to keep this country with our American flag. He's always promoting the American flag, the pioneers who built this country. Not a bunch of Bolsheviks are trying to say we got to bring all more illegals in here, and the white man's such a bad devil. Like you had this Al Green screaming out how bad white he is when this guy's go over there with a picture with Louis Farrakhan hugging him. Can you imagine if Donald Trump would have a picture of that? This Al Green screaming about racism today on the House floor, about how bad white people are? Who's kidding who here? And like I told you, these Cubans in Miami, they're fired up like I've never seen them. They're more fired up than they were when Fidel Castro died 2 years ago, whenever that was, and they have a big parade in Little Havana when he died. These Cubans are here and are so pissed off what's going on, Michael, with this Bernie Sanders and this communist crap, and even Biden. They're not going to, the state of Florida's not going to vote for that, any of those Democratic morons. Because look at Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz. That's another disgrace. We're having young girls going at Trump's rally with posters that said F-U-C-K, the President of the United States, with devil horns coming out. Give me a break, Michael. I mean, these Democrats are ruthless. They've taken over our colleges. They're filthy, low-life rats is what they are. They're over there, it says in their name. They're jackasses, and they're rats. They're demon rats. And their motto and their mascot is a donkey. Think about it.
Yes.
They are what they are. They're lying hypocrites. They're disgusting. They're disgraceful. And you know that guy, that one guy calls is bashing Trump? Come on, man. Well, if you don't like this country, take a trip over to Cuba. Go over to Cuba and see how it is, man. Go to Venezuela. Matter of fact, go to Haiti. Come on, who's kidding who? I mean, you know, we always hear about, oh, Trump is this. Hey, Trump is no angel, Michael. And he has to, you know, like the one caller said, he has to kiss Israeli butt because they run the media. They run the media in the United States of America. Who's kidding who? I don't see about 10 billionaire white angle Christian billionaires go by ABC, NBC, or CBS. Could you imagine if they had just one of those networks? Who would be running this? Trump would be running every state. He'd be running every state, 50 states, like Ronald Reagan. He would crush the demon rats if they actually had one major network. But they have to do everything on Fox News or OAN. They don't have no cable networks that do. The Democrats, the schmucks control everything. Who's kidding who? And they're being exposed. And they're going to be really be exposed if Trump gets another 4 years, I can tell you that. And it's going to happen. Because all the people I talk to, they're fed up with these demon rats.
Yeah.
Michael, they get better health care than you and I get, and your wife gets, and my wife gets. These Democrats, an illegal alien gets better treatment than we do. For goodness sakes, you've got 8 million illegals in the state of California, and they're all having housing, but you've got 185,000 people are homeless in the streets of California, or 280,000, whatever it is. How's this happening? What again, Section 8 housing? I mean,
politics.
I don't understand what's going on. And I tell you one thing, Michael, you don't hear one thing about coronas in Russia. How come the Russians don't have coronas all over there? They're bordered with China.
They do, but they closed the border with China. Anyway, Tom, I'm going to have to let you go. We got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones to Bob in Utah. Bob, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, who was that last caller? That guy's the fastest talking guy I've ever heard. Was it Tom from Florida?
That's Tom from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I think he
That's
does
amazing.
Like four double shot espressos before he picks up that phone and hits the speed dial.
Yeah, I called in because I wanted to challenge you on the moon landing, and your screen caller said you wouldn't even talk to me. Probably cut me off.
Yeah, probably I will, because we've been over this so many times in the past, and again,
not
all
with
of
me,
those,
you haven't.
Well, I'm trying to do this without being rude, but I mean, all
well,
of the
so
Apollo.
So am I. I actually like you a lot. I think you got the best show on the air. So.
Well,
I'm
let
not
me just
get
say.
Personal.
Let me just say this: all of the Apollo landing sites have now been imaged by other satellites, some from countries that aren't necessarily friends with us. And so, I mean, the photographs are there showing the lower stage of the lunar module for the later landing sites. They're showing the rovers. They're showing all the footprints are still out there. So, yeah, the moon landings really did happen. And thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. I'm going to be brief, but I'm going to try to be concise here.
I assume, based upon listening to your show for a number of years and listening to the callers, that we have an older listenership, which isn't bad, okay? But, you know, I believe in getting out of the echo chamber and kind of being a little bit empathetic towards the younger voters. I think from listening to you, you had basically a middle-class upbringing. Am I correct on that?
Not really. I was a farm kid. I grew up on a farm in New Hampshire, and my family moved to California when I was 12, and the culture shock was rather intense there. So I would say probably, you know, during my high school years, I had a middle-class existence, and then, of course, I went to college and went right back to poverty.
Gotcha. But you did some work, you know, as you got out of college, you had entry-level jobs or what have you. I'm in my
50s. I had an entry-level job at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Well, good for you. But basically, when I was 17, 18, and then I joined the military, but before and after that, and when you applied for a job, you had basically health insurance offered to you, you know, almost every job I had, you know, and you had options for levels of coverage, and you also had a health savings account, and you had dental. And that's not the case with a lot of young people today. This is such a cutthroat economy. And, you know, then having the H-1Bs, thanks to Trump, you know, he's the importer-in-chief as far as legally. It's very tough on kids to make it, and to get if you get one hospital bill that's kind of halfway severe, you're crushed, you know. And so you have to look at that. And then I haven't seen Trump go on the streets and try to, you know, at least make a gesture towards all these kids that are wrapped up in this heroin addiction. You know, I haven't heard him mention it one time. Have you?
No, I haven't.
No, see, he panders to the Wall Street, okay? And if you're upset, or not you personally, but people are upset because, oh, Bernie's a socialist, and he's going to, you know, he's gonna raise taxes, whatever. And the illegals are already covered. They go into hospital, they use a different name, or they just get taken care of through the COBRA Act, and they go in and out, and then the costs are passed on to regular American citizens. You know, and so all I'm getting at is you know, just think about that for a little bit. You know, you got to look at the other person's perspective. Are we offering anything? Is Trump, you know, I voted for Trump, but has he done anything for middle class other than maybe getting a few factories to come back and people are working still two jobs? You know, I don't know. What do you have to say?
Well, he brought some companies back to the United States, but it was only a token amount. When you're looking at the true scale of unemployment in this country, the few job gains that they claim that they've made are really kind of insignificant. And Trump has been a disappointment. What can I tell you? And at this point, I'm undecided what I'm going to do in November.
Right, yeah. And as far as, you know, Tom in Florida, you know, he hits a lot of good points, but, you know, sometimes he comes across like General Jack the Ripper there in Dr. Strangelove, you know.
Yes.
Look here, communism is not a catch-all, you know, the 1940 Soviet Russia, and every damn country has been tried, you know, and we've hampered a lot of anyone who wouldn't bend the knee to the United States, such as Cuba, who kicked out the corrupt Batista regime. You know, they hit with punishing sanctions, just like Venezuela, just like we're doing right now with Iran. You know, that book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you know, I was just reading it to see what the cause and effect is, a lot of the problems that these countries have. And with Vietnam, you know, Ho Chi Minh offered the U.S. after World War II, he wanted Vietnam to be a protectorate, just like the Philippines, and we refused them. And so he went to war with the corrupt Southern Vietnam government, and basically, you know, we create our own problems. In Vietnam now, look at it now. I mean, it's booming. So don't give me that, socialism, communism. It's just a matter of who does it and how it's implemented. That's all I got.
Well, any system can be made to work perfectly if all of its citizens are saints. The problem is that we have people who are not saints, and the worst of them are the ones who seek political power.
Right. Well, yeah, and our culture has turned so greedy and so self-centered and so egotistical that we don't take care of our own anymore. My grandfather worked for the same company for 60 years, and they sent him up, you know, with retirement, and he was taken care of. He loved where he worked. We would have parties there. He'd invite the families. We'd go on fishing trips. The companies don't do that anymore. They just use you up and throw you away.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's all I got.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. How you feeling up there?
I'm trying not to eat fast food and avoiding the salad bar everywhere. Know that. So, but I drive trucks. I get food poisoning all the time anyway, so I'm kind of used to it. See how it goes.
So, what's on your mind today?
I kind of agree with the last call. I agree with him and Tom. I go back and forth on Trump. I'm just not going to vote this time. I don't see much hope. I think I'm not going to vote Republican ever again. And I get tired of the socialism thing, too, because, we spend $1 trillion on military. And, the Republicans have no... They tell these kids to go to college. They take advantage of them. The textbook companies take advantage of them. It's a big money maker. And you have a 25-year-old girl, $80,000 in debt. And the Republicans just want to blame that girl and say, well, you're stupid. You shouldn't have gone to college. Well, kids are always going to, not always, but a lot of kids want to do what their parents tell them or what the school system tells them, and they tell them all to go to college. But, Bernie is the only one that addresses that problem. And same with health care. I think we cut our own throats sometimes because we pay enough taxes to have a lot more stuff than we get in America.
Somebody did a poll recently where they found out the majority of Americans do not agree with how their tax money is being spent, and I'm certainly one of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's homeless people everywhere. The Reagan thing was to bash welfare and all this stuff. Well, again, $1 trillion a year on military for just stuff that doesn't make sense and waste and foreign aid. Trump, yeah, the judges, and that is important. But then I wonder what kind of judges, the Republicans have passed these laws against boycotting Israel, which are unconstitutional, I think. And
yes.
I just wonder how many of these judges are like these hardcore Zionist judges that, we could end up getting screwed there too. They might just take away our freedom of speech.
Don't forget the Democrats voted for that same law. It wasn't just the Republicans.
Right.
And you're right. It's unconstitutional. It's a clear violation of the First Amendment.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for N. Kushner, I just don't like Kushner in there. Mr. 666 Fifth Avenue or whatever. I mean, he seems to be running the government. I don't think he should be. I don't know. I'm just not going to vote. I'm not going to vote for either one. I'd almost rather just have an enemy that's in your face as far as the immigration issue and just bring the system down faster that way than have the Republicans just, Trump does pander to the stock market. He put Goldman Sachs people in there, corporate tax cut, that the whole economy doing better is a lot of just stock buybacks and schemes like that. I'm not going to vote Republican again. Trump's about the only one that's halfway decent, maybe Rand Paul, but for the most part, they're always going to sell you out in the end.
Both parties do that.
Yeah, Democrats have gotten insane. I don't even know what to say there. I mean, it's just... What are you going to do? And that's what leads to my next question, is about gold and silver. What would you buy if it all does come crashing down, which I think could happen? Well, what do you think is a better investment, gold and silver?
Silver has more room to grow than gold right now, and gold tends to be the focus of all the efforts to try and keep metal prices down so that people stay in the equities market. But I would go with silver, and the second reason to go with silver is you can get what is called junk silver, which are the pre-1964 quarters and dimes, which are made out of silver, and they're going to make a very convenient token for barter if the economy really does come down.
That's a good point. Okay, that's what I was thinking, silver, too. So, all right, thanks. Those are my comments. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate all different sides on the Trump issue. I don't have any strong feelings. He kind of sucked out all my mojo last election, and I was really hardcore for Trump, but, I don't have any fight left in me as far as who to vote for. Anyway, thanks for taking the call.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now, 800-313-9443. And I don't know, I may get to November and not vote at all, because voting just seems to encourage the bastards. Getting on back to the coronavirus here, the CDC has stopped disclosing the number of Americans tested for coronavirus and the number of deaths from coronavirus. The little chart over at the CDC website, those two little boxes disappeared overnight. And a Democratic congressman has condemned the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for the inexplicable decision to stop publicly disclosing the number of Americans who've been tested for the virus. Since the outbreak arrived in the U.S., the CDC has posted stats on its website, which showed how many confirmed cases there were, the total number of U.S. deaths, and how many people were tested for the disease. But Representative Mark Pocan noted Monday that the site no longer discloses the number of tests or the number of deaths. He wrote an angry letter to CDC Director Robert Redfield, and he wrote, "Americans are dying. We deserve to know how many people have been tested for or who have died from COVID-19. By the way, somebody just sent me in a clarification. We had a caller earlier saying that there was this pro-Trump individual who suggested infecting Trump supporters with coronavirus. Turns out it's a Democratic lawmaker. I'll be posting that link on the next commercial break here. Okay, South Korea is going to start screening all passengers for elevated temperatures for all U.S. flights. If you're standing in line to board the plane, they're going to walk on down there with one of these forehead scanners. And if you're running a fever, you will not be allowed onto the airplane. So it's a mandatory temperature check, which unfortunately doesn't get around the fact that you can have the coronavirus and not be symptomatic. But it's better than nothing. Dr. Matt McCarthy, he's a staff physician at New York Presbyterian Hospital. He works in the emergency room. He went on national television and warned that there will be thousands of confirmed coronavirus cases inside the United States by next week. I hope he's wrong. I think he's wrong. I think it's going to be about 6 to 8 weeks before we really start seeing numbers like we're seeing in Iran or China. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in New York, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon. Well, I wanted to call because I heard a little bit about Paulie Burke, Bookworm, talking about his pandemic stuff and Trump and stuff. And I still hear a lot of volatile stuff. And I did go back and listen to what books there were, and I still got to say I relate this pandemic theory to climate science. I looked at the books. First one being Dr. Seuss, Democrat in the Hat, and I thought supposed to be Democrat in the Hat. I thought you got thanks for laughing at that. But in all seriousness, I look it up. All right, and public health, Lawrence Smiley, the plague, it's fiction, so I didn't bother with that. And then the coming plague, Lori Garrett, I didn't start, but then they pointed out the plagues and people, which he said he really thought that was important. So I looked it up, and clearly right there, William McNeil, lo and behold, cloistered, tenured professor, first book in 1963, born in Canada. Guess where he was teaching? University of Chicago, right at the height of, in the mid-60s. Comes out with a world... World Book, he got his master's and is all in arts. So it had nothing to do with science, nothing to do with medicine. And his thesis was related to two guys, whatever it was, Herodotus and Thucydides. Thucydides, I believe it is. And both these guys were historians. But one of them was blamed for making things up in his books. And they're like BC historians from the studying BC, you know, 500 BC or something like that, the history. But yeah, I looked at it, and a couple of things were mentioned.
What? Mark, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
All right.
We're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to come right back to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Mark in New York. We're talking about history as it relates to pandemics. And Mark, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Mike. Well, I wanted the reason why I looked at the books was to use this technique, too, because there was a lot. And I figured there were going to be technical books. and long books. So I used the speed reading, where I learned a couple of, basically, you look at the author, you read the intro, you read the foreword to the book, you find out about the author, you find out the what's going around during those years, that time that he wrote the book. It could mean something. And in this case, with the book I looked at, Plagues and People with William McNeill, that did matter for me, because he was like brought up right in the middle of this whole progressive term and working out at the University of Chicago. And it just, that sets up a red flag. Immediately when I read that, I was like, I don't know if I should go forward with this. But I could get the book. I can look at the contents and see and formulate questions. And then to speed read, then you take 2 seconds a page and you just rip through the book and see what the mind and the eyes pick up. It's a great way to do it, especially for these like technical and history books. But one thing about William McNeill, you know, he looks like your tenured lib and in a radical 60s working out in Chicago, where the final thing that I read about was that in 2010, President Barack Obama, a former U of C professor himself, awarded McNeill the National Humanities Medal to recognize his exceptional talent as a teacher scholar at the University of Chicago. So this guy, writing this book, he's just an arts guy, not a scientist, not a doctor. He's writing stuff on pandemic, or it's called Plagues and People, that guys like Paulie Bookworm is calling in saying, oh, we got to I read this book. So there are other things that I put down here, too, that he disagreed with Francis Fukuyama, The End of History and The Last Man. One thing that really worried me, that Fukuyama said, the end of history means liberal democracy is the final form of government for all nations. There can be no progression from liberal democracy to an alternative system, meaning that that said to me that this Western, his whole book, Fukuyama's book, is about Western society, and at the end of it means trouble. And this McNeill disagreed with that the Western government and business, and most likely capitalism, does have enough. He disagreed with that if it ended, there would be nothing to go forward. And I think that means he disagreed with that because he believed that there are alternatives such as socialism or communism or something. I think that's where McNeill was going to. And his books were they're all reviewed and raved about in the New Yorker, the New York Times Book Review, and the Washington Compost. So it just read, and I didn't even have to read the stuff. And that's what I do now with the other guys I'll look coming up in the next few days and see what their background is. Lori Garrett with Coming Plague. The Plague is fiction, about 1800 France. Albert Camus, I think the name is, and then Public Health. Lawrence Smiley, that could be a good one. But overall...
Okay, well, Mark, sorry, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.